Good morning, everyone. Good to be able to be together again this week. Hope that you had a good week. Now, before we get into the main part of our teaching time this morning, I wanted to ask you a poll question. And the poll question comes from just driving around this week and realizing that those radio stations that make a format change around this time of year to being all Christmas music from whatever they were doing before, well, they've made that change. Now, ordinarily, I'm a bit of a Scrooge when it comes to Christmas music, but this year, there's just something about it that made me smile. And so I'm wondering if you would be willing to share your favorite Christmas song in the chat, so that we can all see it. What's your favorite Christmas song? And maybe if you are somebody who likes coming up with playlists on like Spotify, maybe somebody out there wants to come up with a Spotify playlist based on the recommendations of the people here today. Now, as un-Jesus-y as some of these songs might be, they do remind us that Christmas is coming, don't they? And this year, that reminder that Christmas is coming, or the reality that Christmas is coming, is something that we need. And so to circle back to the Advent announcements that we heard earlier, we are inviting us to use this season to immerse ourselves in the meaning of the season. That Jesus is God with us who came quietly into a troubled and an uncertain world to bring us God's hope, His peace, His love, and His joy. And so our prayer in this Advent season is that the meaning of Christmas would minister to each one of us in unique and needed ways. Now, next week is the first Sunday of Advent, and we're looking forward to Charlie Mashinger, who's the interim executive director of BIC Canada. That's our denominational family, that he'll be here and he will be speaking to us on that first Sunday of Advent. Now, today we are celebrating our church anniversary, our churchiversary, if you want to coin a new phrase. And the reason why we do this, it's our 42nd anniversary, is because we want to make space to reflect on how we've witnessed God at work in our story as a community of followers of Jesus. But this year has had a different feel to it. I mean, this time last year, we presented a vision and some areas of focus, the things that the board had been working on. See, in 2019, the board had gotten together over the spring and the summer, and we'd talked about our mission and our vision and some areas of focus. And in case you don't have it memorized, our mission, the reason why we exist, is to help people find and follow Jesus. And our vision, that's who we want to be, is that we want to be a vibrant community of followers of Jesus, which serves our neighbors by meeting needs and showing love. And as we thought about how we would go about being this, living out our mission, living out our vision, we decided to lean into three things. That we would emphasize, our an area of focus would be growing in our relationship with God. It would be growing in our relationships with one another within our church community, and it would be about growing in relationship with those outside of our church community, whether it be our neighbors that are close by or neighbors who are across the world. And the ways in which we would do that would include meeting the very real needs of those outside of our church community. And as we were anticipating 2020, we were forming ideas about ways in which we could step into this sense of who we are. And just when we were getting to the implementation stage, just when we were getting to ready to do something, that's when the pandemic hit. I mean, here's an example. Do you remember the event called Potluck Palooza? Do you remember this? I think we got a graphic right here. Do you remember this one? Now, some called this name ridiculous and some called it inspired, and I'm not here to choose sides today. But what we had planned was a series of potlucks that were all planned for the same night, spread across our region, where we were going to have a whole bunch of people be able to get together and to grow in their relationships with one another. And we had signage up in the foyer promoting it, and many people had signed up for it. It was awesome. It was going to be great. In fact, it was going to be amazing. But then the pandemic hit, and it just ground to a halt. We never were able to do it. In fact, the signage stayed up in the foyer well into the summer, almost as a reminder that our focus suddenly changed, that we had to pivot. And so this morning, I want to wrap up our series called Pivot by reflecting on where we have been over this past year. And really, it's just an excuse to say thank you for a few things. And by we, I'm referring to the board, I'm referring to the staff, I'm referring to myself. We are just honestly so thankful for you, our West Heights Church family. And so we want to say thank you. Thank you for making the change to doing church differently. I know that church online, online small groups, and having to deal with restrictions and protocols, I know that none of this has been easy. And in particular, I want to give a shout out to those of our folks who have had to learn new technology, technology that you never thought you'd have to wrap your head around, you never thought you'd have to use, but you've had to learn new technology and new skills. And I know that has not been easy. And so I want to say thank you for making the change to doing church differently. I also want to say thank you for reaching out to us. Your phone calls, your emails, your kind words, they've all been appreciated. I know that the positive tone of the conversations that I've had with you over the past year is not necessarily the experience in all churches. And so thank you for staying positive during this time. And thank you very, very much for your prayers. One last thank you at this point is I want to say thank you for your ongoing financial support. Many of you quickly made the change from giving using the offering plate on a Sunday morning to giving online, using pre-authorized giving, e-transfer giving, giving using a credit card, using a credit card with your credit card donations. And you know what? The reality is, while giving has been down slightly compared to where we were at this time last year, our expenses have also been down. And so the result is we're actually in a pretty decent position. We're in a pretty comparable position to where we were at this time last year. And so thank you for your faithfulness in giving. And let me just sort of say, if you're interested in giving to the ministry of West Heights Community Church, you'll find a handy tab at westheights.org that'll walk you through the different options, different ways in which you can give to our ministry. And even in the last week or so, we've had emails from folks who are still trying to move their giving or transfer their giving over to some of the e-transfer or the pre-authorized giving methods. And there's instructions for you on our website if that's what you're looking to do. Now, over the past month, the theme of our teaching time has been pivot. The idea being that we have all had to make adjustments to how we go about our lives. Now, for the rest of our time this morning, I want to reflect a bit on some of the ways in which we've pivoted as a church over the past year. And just to acknowledge this early on, this could seem a little bit braggy, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I am super duper, did you hear that, folks? I'm super duper proud of what we've been able to do during this time. You know, we have made adjustments, we've tried new things, and while we haven't done things perfectly, I'm just proud of us for trying. And perhaps if you found us online and you've never actually visited us in person, the rest of what we're going to talk about today might give you a sense of who we are and what we're about as a church. Now, one of the areas of focus as a church that is that we would be growing in our relationship with Jesus. We'd be growing as followers of Jesus. See, here at West Heights, we don't view accepting Jesus as the finish line. Rather, Jesus' invitation to following him is just the beginning of a journey with him where we don't just learn about him, but we allow his presence to shape who we are and what we do.
Good morning, West Heights. Today's scripture is taken from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
You know, one of the things that jumps out to me about these verses is that it talks about continuing to live your life in Him. Again, it's that idea that our faith journey is not just a task that we accomplish. It's not just something that we do it once and we say, we're done. Rather, our spiritual journey as followers of Jesus is ongoing. And so here at West Heights, we want to do whatever we can to help support one another in our ongoing journey of faith with Jesus. Now, as we had to change gears during this pandemic, this has continued to be an area of focus for us. And of course, we know that our Sunday services went online. But there are other ways in which we made this pivot, we made this change as well. Pastor Charlene, our children's pastor, almost right from the get-go, worked to get materials to parents so that parents, we could do the work of discipling our children, helping our children find and follow Jesus. We also saw our house church groups and our student ministry quickly transition to online methods of encouraging us to be growing as followers of Jesus as well. Now, something that we've been doing somewhat regularly throughout this pandemic is running online devotionals using the YouVersion Bible app that many of us have on our phones. And since the pandemic began, we've run around 15 of these, and we've had an average of about 10 people involved each time. And each of these studies run between 5 and 10 days. Now, to be honest, the first time we did this, the idea was, man, we got to do something. And it turned into this thing that just kept on happening. It connected with our teaching time. It was a way of being in relationship with one another. It was an opportunity to learn from one another and to be growing with each other. And you know what? I've really appreciated learning from the reflections of others who participated in these online devotionals together. Now, as we've mentioned, next week begins the season of Advent, which is the season of preparation for Christmas. And as we prepare for Christmas, we're encouraging everyone to follow along with the Advent devotional that our denomination has put out. And it looks like this. And if you go to our blog, you'll find a blog post there that will contain links for virtual or digital versions of this devotional, one that can be used as an ebook, and the other one that could be printed. But if you are a hard copy type of person, we have a limited supply of these here at the church office, and you just need to let us know, and we'll arrange for an opportunity for you to come pick them up. We've got a number of these in Ziploc bags, so we haven't touched them in about a week. And so if you're interested, you can ask us about picking one of them up this week. Now, one of the things that I really enjoyed about the devotionals we had on the YouVersion Bible app is that we could talk about the things that we were learning. There was an opportunity there to learn from each other, to interact with each other's ideas. And so as a way of trying to mimic this for this Advent devotional season, we've set up a Facebook group where we will post the daily devotional and where there's an opportunity to discuss this with one another. And so if you were to join this Facebook group, you would get the daily devotional post posted each day, and you'd have an opportunity to interact and to reflect on it together. Now, you could be somebody who likes to post and likes to say, hey, this is what stood out to me, or maybe you're somebody who would just prefer to sit in the background and to be a part of the conversation quietly, and that's also an option as well. We just hope that you will engage in this Advent devotional as a way of us growing in our relationship with Jesus in this season. Now, another area of focus for us as a church is in our relationships with one another. And what we mean here is our relationships with those in our church family. And so let's hear some words from the Apostle Paul.
Good morning, West Heights. Today we will be reading from 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 12. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you.
You know, one of the difficulties of that COVID has brought about is that we just don't seem to have the normal ways of staying connected that we once had. And so we've had to be more creative, and we had to be willing to be stretched outside of our comfort zones. And this might make some of us wonder, is it really worth it? But for Paul and for the early church, growing in our love for one another is a key indicator of what it means to follow Jesus. And so we want to be a church that is looking for ways to help us connect, to help us to be growing in our love for one another, even when the circumstances have not been ideal. Now, as mentioned earlier, many of our ministries transitioned to meeting online. Our house church ministries very early on shifted to meeting using Zoom. And especially in the beginning of this, one of the main points of gathering wasn't necessarily for the devotional, but just to stay connected, just to be relationally connected to other folks. Now, this idea of staying connected has been a major priority for us this year. And so we've asked people to make phone calls just to check in on folks. And we've started up this after-service virtual foyer, which many people join in on a week after our Sunday services. It's just a way of connecting. We don't really have an agenda. We just talk. Ask people how you're doing. Tell a couple stories. Sometimes we're there for a long time. Sometimes we're there for a short time. But it's been a good way of staying connected to those who attend. Our kids ministry groups have regular virtual calls using Zoom, and I hear great things about them. You know, we aren't doing it all perfectly, but we're trying to organize ways for us to stay connected and even grow in our relationships with one another during this time. This fall, we even looked at some ways that we can meet in person. We aren't meeting as a big group on a regular basis, but how can smaller groups of people meet from time to time? And Student Ministries has met a few times now, and they met at the church for special events, physically distanced, spread out in the sanctuary. And Christina tells me that's been a great way of staying connected, and it helps develop relationships. So when they do meet on Zoom, that they've had that connection time together. We've also gathered the worship team together a few times now to do some recordings. And while the point might be to record something for us that we can use on a Sunday morning, there's also the benefit of interacting with each other, connecting with each other on a personal level, and the idea that you're doing something together is a really meaningful expression of our relationship with one another. And you know what? We're going to talk about the impact that Halloween for Hunger had in just a few minutes. But the way we did it this year was really just an excuse to see each other as we packed boxes and as we dropped off food and as Pastor Shar had that awesome event for the kids in the back in the back of the church building. It was just an excuse to be able to see each other and to be connected. And then there's all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, where I know that there are individuals in our church who have taken it upon themselves to make phone calls, to make meals, to do porch visits. And those of you who are praying for the prayer requests that come up in our church family. And so we want to say thank you for being a part of how we express love and care to one another here at West Heights Community Church. Thank you for doing your part. Now, one way that we've sought to express this focus on staying connected with our church family is through how we have planned our Sunday services, how we've planned services like this one. See, a part of our thinking as we plan our services is just to ask the question, how many people can we get on a screen in a given week? Some weeks we do really well with this, other weeks not so well, but you're going to see, but the desire has been to have a variety of folks show up so that you could be able to say, hey, I remember that person, or, oh, that person's new to me. And as we work towards our Christmas services, you're going to see even a greater variety of folks showing up in our Sunday services as we try to find ways of staying connected and be able to see, keep each other in mind, just as we see each other on a screen. I also know that there are folks who are watching our services even right now who we've never met. And I think this is pretty neat. See, our church family's not just excuse me, is not just limited to the folks that we remember from before March. In fact, there are people who have started to attend our church virtually who we may have never met. And so if you're new, if you're one of those folks who've kind of snuck in this season of YouTube church, we want to say welcome. And we want to invite you to reach out if you haven't already. And you can reach out to us at welcome@westheights.org. Send us a little email just to sort of say, hi, I've been following along. And we'd love to reach out and get connected and maybe just let you know a little bit more about our church. You can have a chance to ask questions. We'll set up a Zoom call where we can meet face to face, so to speak. But we recognize that as a church, one of the things that we're going to need to learn how to do is how do we include folks who've never physically joined us on a Sunday morning in our building for a normal Sunday morning service. How do we include these folks in the life of our church family? That's an interesting question to ask, and we look forward to doing that. But if you are somebody who is new, feel free to reach out. Let us know that you're here. We'd love to be able to make that connection. Pardon me. The last area of focus for us as a church has been about our relationship with those who do not attend West Heights and how we can make a meaningful difference by meeting real needs. See, we want to be a church that's not just concerned about ourselves, but is looking to express our connection to Jesus in our relationships with the folks around us.
Good morning, West Heights. This morning we're reading from Matthew chapter 22, starting at verse 36 and going till verse 39. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself."
As followers of Jesus, we are to be looking for ways to embody the radical and the generous love of Jesus in our relationships with those around us. Our neighbors, our coworkers, our classmates, our family, the clerk at the grocery store, anyone, we are to be looking for ways to embody the radical and generous love of Jesus with those around us. See, as we draw close to Jesus and are impacted by his love, we look for ways to allow that to flavor our interactions with other people, to influence the words that we speak, and to influence how we use the good gifts that God has given us. And you know what? I believe that this is happening. I believe that as followers of Jesus, we are looking for ways to do this in our day-to-day lives, and perhaps you've gotten to know your neighbors in ways that you may not have otherwise, just given the fact that people aren't going so far and you're spending more time chatting over fences or out in the front yard with the people walking by. You know, we just are looking for ways to embody the love of Jesus to those who are around us. But beyond the things that we do as individuals, we've been able to do some things as a church community that have had a positive impact on those outside of our church. Way back in the winter, we felt moved to do something for our neighbors at Forest Heights Long-Term Care. They were being hit hard by COVID, and you know, for years we had had this relationship with them where our kids had gone over there to do awesome things. We've done spa days over there, and now we felt kind of stuck, and we knew that they were hurting, so we wanted to do something. And so what we did is we sent over pictures just to cheer up the place that were hung up for staff and for the staff and the residents to look at, signs of support. And then we facilitated a prayer time where we prayed specifically for the COVID situation at Forest Heights Long-Term Care, and as well for some of the other care homes that are close by. We also know that we have one awesome member of our church community, our church family, who works at Forest Heights. We've got a number of awesome people who work at Forest Heights, but there's one person in particular has regularly made it so that our Sunday service, what we're watching right now, is often being watched by residents and staff at Forest Heights Long-Term Care. And so maybe one of the benefits of this pandemic is that we have found ways to minister to folks who ordinarily wouldn't be able to make it to our Sunday service. And that's pretty great. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we are so grateful, so, so grateful for your ongoing financial support during this time. And during this time of reduced expenses and strong giving, the board decided to respond to a few requests for support from ministries associated with our denomination. The first was a financial gift, a financial expression of love and solidarity to the BIC Church in Nicaragua. Now, to us, this seemed like a natural move, as for years, this church has sent teams to Nicaragua to support the church there. And if you remember, we also gave you an opportunity to give to this work as well. A second gift was to the Reunion Network, which is a network of churches in our denomination that are doing some really great work establishing church communities in very creative ways that are different than how our church community is set up. The reality is the Reunion Network is growing so rapidly that the support that our denomination is able to give just can't keep up with what is going on, the good things that are happening in their work. And so we thought, you know what, they're doing great work. We want to get behind it. And so we gave them a gift of support. And we are also interested in learning from the things that they are doing. And so in the spring, we're going to be having Matt Vincent, that's the team leader for the Reunion Network, and we're going to have him come and share with us in a service. Now, we also recognize the impact that this pandemic has had on those in our region. And so this year, we have twice acted in support of the Food Bank of Waterloo Region. Back in June, we held a fundraiser and we raised just over $2,000. And then a few weeks ago, we tweaked our annual Halloween for Hunger food drive and we collected 1,300 pounds of food and we collected $750 worth of donations. And when the Food Bank calculated the total impact of these donations, it comes to just over 9,000 meals, 9,000 meals that we helped to provide to those dealing with food insecurity in our region. And so thank you for your generosity. It is making a difference in our region for those who have needs. Thank you very much. Now, as we talked about last week, One way that we are inviting us to celebrate our anniversary is to give to another great local organization that is doing work to respond to the needs that exist in our region. The House of Friendship is a Waterloo region-based nonprofit organization that provides food, housing, addiction treatment, and neighborhood support to individuals and families. And so one of the things that I have appreciated about House of Friendship is their interest in serving our neighborhood out of the community center that is next door. And so this morning, I would encourage you to consider giving to House of Friendship using the Canada Helps donation page that we have set up. And this page has been available since last week, and some of you have already given very generously to that donation page. But if you haven't, maybe you forgot, maybe please consider this a reminder. That donation page will be active until Tuesday. And the reason for just closing it up on Tuesday is we want to be able to announce next week what we were able to raise in support of the good work that House of Friendship is doing. And so thank you in advance for your generosity. Folks, to wrap up, I am just so thankful to be a part of this church family during this season of uncertainty and disruption. Thank you for your loving support of one another. Thank you for your continued financial support. Thank you for being willing to try new things and to be stretched. Together, we are West Heights Community Church, and we are about helping people find and follow Jesus. Please join me in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for today. We thank you for 42 years of ministry. We thank you for the ways in which you've led us in seasons of uncertainty in the past, and how you will lead us in today's situation and all the unknowns that are in front of us. Lord, we thank you for giving us a vision to help people find and follow Jesus. Lord, thank you for the love that you place in our hearts. And Lord, we ask that you would give us the boldness to experiment, to try new things, a commitment to who you are and what you are about. Lord, that you would grow in each of us a love for one another. And God, we are excited for how you are going to shape us going forward. We recognize that things might be different this time next year than they are right now. And Lord, we just ask that you would shape us into a community that makes a real difference in our city, in our region, in our world, a Jesus-inspired difference. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your hope, your joy, and your peace. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us this morning. If you got a few minutes, please stop by our virtual foyer. Maybe you've never done that before. Again, it's easy. Just click the Zoom link, pop in there for a few minutes if you want. You don't have to say anything. You do have to, if you want to talk, you can. There's no agenda, so you don't feel like you have to hang around for very long. But we'd love just to say hi. And for those of us who have been part of the virtual foyer since we started, it's been a really great opportunity just to stay connected to each other throughout this whole pandemic. Anyways, West Heights, we really do hope that you have a great week. We love you. We miss you. We're praying for you. Talk to you later.